Good afternoon and welcome to episode 85 of Martin Uncut. And today it's the 4th of May 2021. Today's episode is keyboard layouts. So today wasn't really what I expected. Yesterday we got a message from school saying we got corona, so we are closing. So my whole plan, of course, got out the window. But that's why my episode is a little bit later today, and we'll see what happens tomorrow when and if I can get an episode out. But today's episode about keyboard layouts then. So I write a lot on my keyboard, as you know, every day. I do plenty of coding, plenty of documentation, and I also do quite a lot of different type of content creations, both for my own website, but also for my workplace website. I know I started to get old, and some days I can feel pretty rough in my neck and my shoulders after a long day in front of the keyboard, and thus ergonomy starts to become pretty important for me. And a few years ago, I started to use mechanical keyboards. And that is a decision that I will never regret. It is something very, very special to write on a keyboard that has really great tactile response. And it's not only the tactile response, it's also audible. You can hear the sound of the keyboard. So you have a lot more feedback coming back from the keyboard that tells you if you are actually doing the right thing. But now I'm starting to look into finding other ways to make my writing experience even better. Not necessarily faster, but more economical on my aging limbs. So let's get started. Our normal keyboard layout, it hasn't really changed that much since the, I think it's an end of the 19th century. So the modern QWERTY keyboard, and it has the name because if you look on the top left hand, the letters there is Q-W-E-R-T-Y. So that's why it got the name of QWERTY. And it was actually invented around 1870 by a gentleman called Christopher Latham Sholes. And he was working on the typewriter. So he was building a lot of different type of prototypes for this new way of writing. And in the beginning, the keyboard was more like a piano keyboard. So it was laid out straight, and you had the keys in alphabetical order. But as the mechanical design went forward, the setup changed to become more of a QWERTY type of keyboard. And that is the keyboard that we have today. And there is a common myth going around saying that the reason it ended up this way was that they wanted to slow down the typing, because if you wrote too quick, the machine would jam up. Because, you know, that it's arms that goes up and hit this tape band and then makes the color onto to the paper. And these arms would then jam up if you were too quick. But this is, however, not a confirmed story or a confirmed truth. There is known that there has been research at this time and related to Christopher. He knew that a lot about character frequencies and word structures. So they were looking into this. So it can very well be that the design is actually there so that the risk of the arms actually interfering with each other would be less. But I don't think there is actually to slow writing down. But all the details here is not known. But the problem with the old QWERTY keyboard is that it is not very efficient. And when you write, you're forced to move your hands around the keyboard a lot. So if you look at an old classic, let's say the Huckleberry Finn, if you would be typing that book out, your fingers would move 14,195 meters while you're writing this out. And that's just on your small keyboard. So you can imagine how much movement that is. In 1936, August Dvorak, he came up with a new keyboard that he wanted to replace the old QWERTY keyboard with. And the aim here was to be able to write faster and to write more ergonomically. And this keyboard is one of the more commonly alternatives to the QWERTY keyboard, And of course, it's called the Dvorak keyboard or the Dvorak keyboard layout. If we again look at the Huckleberry Finn book, if you would write out the whole book with Dvorak instead of QWERTY, now you would only have to move your fingers 8,369 meters. So that is a significant improvement. I mean, it's almost half, not really, but it's almost half the movement of your fingers that you would need to do. So you can imagine that that would actually save a lot of effort and potentially time as well. But there is probably many different reasons that this keyboard layout never really took off. But there is quite a few users out there that are using Dvorak and that are still using Dvorak today. And if you're going to buy alternative keyboards, it's QWERTY, and you can actually find some with the Dvorak setup. If you have a mechanical keyboard like I have, you can usually just pop off the keys and replace them however you want. So you can do whatever keyboard layout you want. And the issue is then that you just need to have a software that is supporting that new keyboard layout. But I think the race of the keyboard, the mechanical keyboards here, then the trend that's made them to become popular, is also the reason why we now start to see additional keyboard layouts out there. And the one that is quite common right now is called Colemak. And the goal here is to make the writing faster and less expensive on your body. But they also had a goal here to move as few keys as possible from the QWERTY keyboard layout so that you could easily learn to write on this new keyboard. And most importantly, they wanted to have the most used keyboard combination still available, and that is Control Z for undo, copy Control C, cut Control X, and paste Control V. They are in the same place as they are on the QWERTY keyboard. These shortcuts, they are so worked into your bone marrow, your muscle memory, that they are just sitting there. And if you compare the Colemak layout with the other ones by looking at Huckleberry Finn, we now see that we only have to travel 8,132 meters. So it's roughly an improvement of 200 meters while writing out that book. It's not as significant change as it was when we went from QWERTY to Dvorak, but still, if you compare Colemak to the QWERTY keyboard, you're still like, it's a huge, huge difference. And there is, of course, variations of all these different keyboard layouts. There is a lot of variation to Colemak. And one that is quite famous is called Workman. It is very, very similar to Colemak, but some additional keys has been moved around the keyboard to make it even more optimized so that your fingers need to move less. And this keyboard then has moved 21 keys compared to the 17 that Colemak moved. And that means that the control, the cut, copy, paste, and undo keys, they are not exactly the same. They are quite close, but they are not the same. But if you compare this layout with the Huckleberry Finn one, we now see that we'd only need to travel 7,841 meters. So that is even yet an improvement with like 300 more meters that we cut from the travel here. So it's extremely optimized. And this layout has been specifically adjusted to work for developers or system administrators. So that makes some special characters that you are working a lot with, like some parentheses and other things, they are very, very easily accessible. So you don't have to use any meta key to actually write them out. And that is the name Workman. It's kind of a homage to the people that is living behind or using their keyboard as a living. That is the work they are using to hammer out text all days, every day. There is also a lot more keyboard layouts out there. And there is also some that has been programmatically taken forward by actually looking at statistics that has been super optimized, but they have not really taken off. But if you're interested in that, you can easily find them by going out and Googling around it. full disclosure here, I am a QWERTY keyboard user, and that is the only keyboard layout I write with. I can write with a lot of different QWERTY languages. I write fluently with Swedish and fluently with English. It doesn't take me anything to switch. But I think it's quite interesting with additional layouts and the promise that they provide that to make it easier and more effortless to type. And I would say I'm a modest writer, depending on my day form, but I can crank out somewhere between 60 and 70 words a minute. And the reason for me would not be to increase the speed. If I would change keyboard layout, it would be more to actually save, to make it easier, to save my body, or when after a long day, I would like to maybe not have such so much problem with my shoulders or my hands, wrists. And I think the big problem here is that if I would change keyboard layout to, let's say, Workman, that is the one that I think is the most interesting here, is my word per minute would probably drop down to like around 10 or something. So the first time I would be super, super unproductive. But there is still quite interesting. It tells me that this could be something that I actually should do. One thing, though, that I'm a little bit worried about is that all of these keyboard layouts, they are designed for the English language. And yes, I write a lot in English, but I also write a lot in Swedish. And we have our special characters that I will need to be able to quickly use. And I definitely want to have them on the standard layout. I don't want to do anything special to get hold of them. And if you look at the Workman and Coleman layouts, usually they are they throw these keys out to the end of the keyboard. So that may be hard to reach, but it's worth to try, I think. And as I probably said, after the whole reason here is not speed. I would like to get better accuracy. I would like to be able to write with less problems, with less errors, and with less strain on my body. I may be looking to do a change of this in the future, but not right now. I'm still doing research into keyboard layouts. But the timing of when I do this needs to be right. I must have plenty of time to actually learn this. So that was a long talk about keyboard layouts, a really nerdy subject. And if you like mechanical keyboards, this is probably something that you have been looking into a little bit before in the past, or know more about. And if there is something that you definitely think I should know about keyboard layouts and mechanical keyboards, feel free to go into my website, martinhagen.se/about, where you'll find all the ways to contact me and let me know your thoughts about keyboard layouts or mechanical keyboards. I hope you liked today's episode, and why not recommend it to a friend or family or a colleague? That would help us grow the audience, and that would make me really happy. Take it easy until tomorrow, and may the force be with you.
Martin Anka, your daily technology dose.